The federal government rolled out a program to help families of COVID victims cover funeral expenses, but there's some confusion at the outset. The Federal Emergency Management Agency launched a call center last week and was overwhelmed by more than a million calls. The most common question, are we eligible? State Representative Dan Brady, a funeral director by trade, tells WGLT's Dana Vollmer the answer could be tricky. Brady says the biggest gray area is cause of death.
A number of deaths related to those that are more elderly, they have had a contributory cause of death listed as COVID, but the more immediate cause of death has been underlying symptoms and conditions they've had for years, heart disease, renal failure, dementia, those that have been mentioned as immediate cause on the death certificate. If a contributory cause, which is meant to be secondary, will that qualify for funeral assistance? My recommendation would be is that the family, if they have these questions, reach out to their United States congressman, reach out to FEMA itself, and or their funeral provider to see if they can assist them in trying to obtain the answers to some of these questions.
This program covers up to $9,000 in funeral costs, which sounds like a lot of money, but how far does that actually get families?
That varies from what services are selected by a family. One of the things that families would have to do, obviously, is they would have to have information from their funeral home provider, and that information meaning some type of copies of what the statement was for funeral goods and services, expense documents, proof of funds from other sources. If there are some other sources that help, for instance, if it was a Medicaid service, the state of Illinois may have been responsible for paying something. If it was a funeral insurance burial policy, if it was some form of other life insurance and things, those were, from what I can understand, would be utilized to pay the services. Therefore, that would not make them eligible for this type of assistance.
Funeral homes are an essential service, but they're also a business, right? How has the pandemic hurt practices like yours economically, and how helpful is this FEMA money?
From a business standpoint for the industry, you may look at families that have set aside in a trust or insurance burial policy or something, and maybe not utilized all the ideas that they had for a church funeral service or a traditional funeral visitation or something like that. And then making those cost adjustments with the family and coming to a understanding of a price side of things when maybe the full traditional service is not going to be carried out in the manner in which someone had drafted a pre-arrangement 10, 15, however many years ago. So that's a consideration from a business model that many firms are dealing with, to provide the service and yet to be as responsible financially to what their loved one wanted.
Are funerals starting to look a little more traditional now that COVID vaccination rates are increasing?
It has changed for the better from the standpoint of families having some more flexibility. If the family does have a church family, a church home, churches are allowed more flexibility in numbers for attending a funeral service, a visitation, but the numbers even to the firms have increased, to funeral firms, you know, more being able to have around 50 people or so in a service. That has increased now. We still see a number of people, though, that have decided that even if cremation is not their final means of disposition for a loved one, that more of a maybe immediate burial is still being widely utilized.
Could some of these changes be permanent?
I think so. I think the industry, the funeral industry, has once again adapted to a change, whether it's live streaming, whether it's video of some other kind, whether it's immediate burial in something at the grave versus what was more traditional.
That's State Representative and Funeral Director Dan Brady talking to Dana Vollmer.